Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome, beloved, to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We're giving God glory and honor and praise for all that he continues to do for us as people. We are just excited about the word of the Lord, and we just thank God for his faithfulness. And God is a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a righteous God. Amen. And he is a good God, and we thank him today. Amen. We just come to lift him up one more time. Amen, because truly God is worthy. Praise God. And we do thank God for the word of the Lord today. Amen. We're going back into the word of God. Amen. We're doing a teaching entitled Demonology and Deliverance. Praise God. And we're going to finish up talking about the seven steps for retaining deliverance. Amen. And this is just a prelude into what we will be going into. Basically, we have given you an introduction, praise God, and just talking about the attributes of God and even talking about the enemy as far as the works of demons, the nature of the enemy, and that type of thing, because you need to know what your enemy is all about, praise God. But we know, again, that we are on the winning side. So we've basically given you a brief introduction, praise God. And then along with that, we talked about in order to receive deliverance, some steps that you must do, praise God. One thing that we talked about honesty on our last broadcast. We talked about humility and repentance, renunciation, forgiveness, praise God, and then prayer and warfare, steps to receiving deliverance. And we're going to finish talking about seven steps to retaining deliverance, praise God. And as you go through, and as we go through this teaching, praise God, I believe that the Holy Ghost will begin to prick our hearts in different areas and things that we need to be freed from. And if we're honest and if we're humble and if we just follow these steps on down the line, praise God, we can receive the deliverance that's needed so that our lives can be free and that we can continue on in the work of the Lord, praise God. Before we go further, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you for this opportunity to just come and share in the word of the Lord, and we just ask for your anointing. We ask, Father God, that you will anoint your word now, anoint every listener, and minister, Father God, by your spirit and by your power to everyone that may be listening even now. Praise God. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you for your word. We ask, God, that you take this word in our heart, in our lives. Don't let it slip from us, Father God, but let us retain it, Father God, and let it be activated in us, Father, that we walk in all of your word, that we learn to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh, so that we will not fulfill the dictates and appetites of the flesh, but that we would live, amen, and just to please you and to walk in your spirit and obey you in all that you ask. And Father, we thank you now. We give this time up to you. We say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we're going back into the word of the Lord again. Praise God. On the last broadcast, as we ended, we were talking about putting on the whole armor of God. And this is how we fight victoriously. This is how we live victoriously, is that, number one, we must be armed, praise God, and we arm ourselves with the word of God, but we also put on the whole armor of God, amen, not just a part of it. We talked about, amen, the our loins being girt about with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and putting on the preparation of gospel of peace by shodding our feet, praise God, with the gospel, amen, and then taking up the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and also praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Now, what we all also must do is we must make positive confessions. Praise God. Now, this is very, very important that our speech lines up with the Word of God. Amen. If we are talking negative and talking doubt and unbelief, it's not going to draw us into the Word, praise God, because everything that's in the Word is upbeat and alive, and it is positive, praise God. Even when things happen that don't look so positive, the Word is positive. Amen. The Word is not a negative, praise God. We should not be talking defeat and doubt and unbelief. Amen. So we must make positive confessions. And Mark 11:23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we must make sure that, amen, that when we pray, amen, we pray in faith. We pray knowing that God is going to answer our prayers. We make positive confessions. Amen. You're snared with the words of your mouth. Amen. So if you speak life, amen, you're going to get life. We have the power to speak life and death because it is in the power of the tongue. And the tongue is very, very powerful. Praise God. If you can tame your tongue, amen, you really, amen, in James, praise God, it talks about us taming the tongue, praise God. And if you're able to tame the tongue, amen, you can, amen, your body and everything else is going to come in line because what you say and what you speak is very powerful. Amen. Praise God. So we must be careful of our speech. And number three, we must stay in the Word. We've been hearing a lot about this, staying in the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. The Word is a mirror. Amen. The Word will show us just where we are. Praise God. Now, let me read James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. The Word is a mirror. This is very important because the Word will show us right where we are. Amen. It'll show us if we're in line. It'll show us if we're not in line. Praise God. So James 1:22 says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Now, in other words, when we see, amen, you look in the mirror, you see a reflection. Praise God. And if you're in the mirror, for example, combing your hair, if your hair is not right, you're going to straighten it out. Whatever is not right, you're going to fix it. So when we look in the Word of God and we see ourselves and we see what we don't like in us, praise God, then we are challenged to do something about that. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to just be a hearer of the Word, but we want to be both a doer. Amen. We want to act on this word. So when we are challenged, beloved, I'm challenging you to do something about it. Praise God. Don't just be a hearer. Don't just say that was a good word and what you said was right. But if it applies to our life and we need to make correction, that we make sure we do that. Praise God. We know that we're living in the last days. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so this is an hour now where we must be refined. We must let the Lord clean us up, do in us what he wants to do. Praise the Lord. So the word is a mirror. The word is a lamp to our feet for guidance. Amen. And you can read about that in Psalms 119:105. Praise God. The word is a cleansing agent. The word will clean us up. Ephesians 5:26-27. I won't read all the scriptures, but these scriptures are very, very important. Amen. And we may have went over this, but we're going over it again. Praise God, because the word is so important. We need the word in us. Praise God. Amen. The word is a two-edged sword. Amen. It will pierce, it will cut, it will divide, it will go down in, praise God, and it will do what it needs to do, praise the Lord. The word is food for our spirit, praise God, it will feed us. We should desire the sincere milk of the word. That's 1 Peter 2:2 and Matthew 4:4. Now listen, you cannot maintain deliverance apart from the word of God. Amen. We need the word, praise the Lord. We need We need to stay in the Word. We need to know what the Word says, not just for someone else, but for our own individual lives. Because when it comes down to it, beloved, we are each walking a walk. Amen. We each have a lane, if you will. We each have a our own progress to make, praise the Lord, because the Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So we must stay in the Word. You can read Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Amen. Now let's go on. We must crucify the flesh. We must take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Luke 9 and 23. Let's go there. Praise the Lord. Luke 9 and 23. Okay. The Bible says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, this is Jesus talking, let him deny himself. First of all, you must put yourself under, deny yourself, and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. Praise the Lord. Now, this is simple. We each have a cross to bear. Amen. And we each daily must take up our own cross and follow after Jesus. We each have that responsibility. So it's not the pastor's responsibility to make sure you really do what you need to do. Our responsibility is to give you the word, is to be a shepherd, is to lead and to guide and direct, give direction, do everything God tells us to do, but then it's your responsibility to take it, amen, act upon it, walk in it, live in it, praise God. Because when it comes down to it, beloved, when we stand before God, we will each stand before God for ourselves, praise God. So we must crucify the flesh, break old habit patterns set up in that are in league with evil spirits. Praise God. Break them, destroy them, pull them down, their strongholds. Praise God. Galatians 5, 19 through 21 talks about the works of the flesh as well as the gift or the fruit, if you will, of the Spirit. Praise God. Now, we're not to walk in the works of the flesh. Amen. If these things are still operating in us, amen, as Christians, we have a problem. Come on, somebody. Amen. We must get rid of them. Praise the Lord. Now, so we crucify the flesh. That's number four. Now, this is our daily walk. Amen. This is how we live. This is what we do. And you know what, beloved? If we begin to pay attention to this word, the way the word tells us, amen, we won't be so concerned with what other people are doing. Amen. We won't have time to gossip. We won't have time to backbite. We won't have time to lie, cheat, and steal. Come on, somebody, and do all this crazy stuff that we do in the body. Amen. I say we because it's in the body of Christ. Amen. And these are the things that Jesus doesn't like. Praise the Lord. So we must get a hold of ourselves. Amen. Some of you right now need to shake yourself. Shake yourself and see right where you are right now. See right today, am I pleasing God? Am I doing what this word tells me to do? Praise the Lord. Am I working out my salvation with fear and trembling? Am I seeking the face of God? Am I staying before the Lord? Praise the Lord, wanting him to do something in my life. Praise the Lord. Just shake yourself. Amen. If you're taking up too much time with other things, praise God, worrying with other people's matters and situations, being a busybody, I mean, all these things go on in the body, praise God, amen, and we're not paying attention to our own personal life, our own personal growth, praise God. We're going to know where we are after a while, because when that hard trial hits you, amen, you're not going to be able to stand because you've not poured in, you've not let the Lord pour in you what you need to stand, and this is the hour God is pouring in, amen. He's strengthening us as people. I can witness to this for my own self that, amen, God is strengthening because we're making a decision to stay in the Word. Amen. We're making a decision to seek the face of God, praise the Lord, to get closer to him, to stay right there in that pocket with God. Amen. And when we do that, God comes along and he strengthens, he blesses, he encourages, he lifts up, praise the Lord. So he's that kind of God. Amen. Now, so we must crucify the flesh again. You can read in your own time, Galatians 5, 19 through 21, and also actually just read from 19 on down through 24. Praise the Lord. Now, number five, we must develop a life of continuous praise and power. Develop a life of continuous praise and power. Praise silences the enemy. Praise is an attitude of the heart. It is the expression of God or to God of thankfulness, adoration, and joy by speaking, singing, shouting, dancing, leaping, and clapping the hands. All of this involves praise. It's not just singing, but when we praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. I teach my little grandson, praise Jesus. Praise Jesus every day. Praise Jesus. Thank Jesus. And now when I say it, he'll throw up his hand. He'll begin to throw up his hand. He'll begin to bob up and down, or he'll begin to kind of dance, because we're to praise the Lord. We're to thank him. Glorify the name of the Lord. We must develop a life of continuous praise. Praise God and power. Amen. First Corinthians 14:14 says this. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. It says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Verse 15, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Praise God. So we, amen, we pray in tongues, praise God, but then we can pray in English. So we're edified. So we have understanding. Praise the Lord. Pray in the spirit. Praise in the spirit. Praise God. Amen. Develop that life of prayer. Amen. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. The Bible says that. Amen. You can also read 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Amen. Now listen, that's developing a life of continuous praise and power. Amen. Number six, maintain a life of fellowship and spiritual ministry. Maintain. We're talking about continue. You know, maintenance is when your car, amen, after so many thousands of miles, we have to get maintenance on that car to keep it running smooth. So in our spiritual walk, we have to maintain our walk. Amen. There are times when we go through revivals and retreats and conferences, and that refreshes us, that rejuvenates us, and it gives us a boost. But then we have to maintain it. We have to grow even more. Praise God. I'm not where I was last year. I'm not where I was yesterday. And tomorrow I pray that I'm not where I am today. We maintain, but we have to continue on. Praise the Lord. So we must maintain a life of fellowship and spiritual ministry. Find and fulfill your function within the body of Christ. There comes great fulfillment, amen, when we're doing the will of God. The disciples, the apostles, lived this word. They stayed right where God put them. And it's important for us as ministers of the gospel that we stay in a place where we can continually minister and do the work of God. Praise God, we must at times pull away for prayer, for fasting, for resting. We do need to rest. We have to rest our bodies, praise God. And amen, sometimes we just go off and do other things, just kind of rest a little bit. But the overall thing is that we're in there doing what God wants us to do. Praise the Lord. So we maintain that life. Keep yourself under authority. It's important that you do that. Now let's read 1 Corinthians 12. 7 through 14. And we've been dealing in this very scripture. This scripture talks about, praise God, the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. Maintaining this. Amen. So we're going to just read it. Amen. It's always good to refresh and go over things. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 14, it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Praise the Lord. So, in other words, in order to maintain, amen, a life of fellowship and spiritual ministry, we must, amen, allow the Lord to flow in through our lives as he wills. There are many gifts. We know that. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit, praise God. And as we each function in the body accordingly, the body will be edified. We'll be edified, praise God. Amen. We'll be edified in our spirit. The body as a whole will be edified. We will be able to maintain and move forward in the things of God. And then the will of God will be done. Miracles, signs, wonders, amen, healings, deliverances, all these things will continue to take place, praise God. So we want to maintain this flow, praise the Lord. And finally, 7, we must commit ourselves totally to Christ. We must be totally committed to Jesus in this hour. Totally, 100%, not 99.5%, not 50%. Amen. Well, I give God from 9 to 5, but then after 5 o'clock, I close my Bible, I turn my phone off, I don't want to hear anything about God. Amen. No, we serve Jesus 24/7. Praise God. It's an everyday 24-hour walk with God. Amen. So commit yourself totally to Christ. Determine that every thought, word, and action will reflect the very nature of Christ. Abide in Christ that the fruit of the Spirit might come forth in abundance. We want the fruit to come forth, but we want the fruit to remain. Praise the Lord. Faith and trust in God is the greatest weapon against the enemy's lies. By doing these 7 things, praise God, this will ensure that our house or our life, amen, our house which represents our life, is filled after having been cleansed. Amen. And you know, in the Bible it talks about where a house is emptied and then there's nothing there. Well, the enemy's searching to try to get back in, praise God. And then what he does, if he gets in, he takes 7 more. And that state of that man is worse than the first. So when we're clean, when we get clean, it's important that we get filled up with the Holy Ghost, that we get filled up with God, we get filled up with the presence of God, we get filled up with the Word. We make sure we do these things to keep our spiritual life where it should be, praise God. Amen. If a spirit should trick you and regain entrance, see that he is cast out as soon as possible, either by yourself or with the help of other believers. If other areas of demonic activity in your life are brought to light, what you must do, beloved, is seek deliverance. Praise God. Now, let's read one more scripture here in this, and then we're going to shift gears just a little bit. Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. It says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Now, we've been reconciled back to God. If you're a believer and you're loving the Lord and you've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have been reconciled to him. You've been brought into the family of God. You're no longer serving the enemy. You're serving God, praise God, and you're on the winning side. Amen. Now, if you've gone through some deliverances, amen, and you know that God has set you free from some things and the enemy tries to come back, or if any areas you slip up in, I'll say it like that, or sin or fall, get back up, seek deliverance, seek help, praise the Lord. And as we go through these next few couple of weeks or so, however long we take to go through this, praise God, and we talk about these very strong men, amen, keep in mind that when the Lord pricks your heart, be quick to want to seek prayer, seek deliverance, seek help. Amen. Get the freedom that's needed. Amen. So you can keep moving. Praise the Lord. Sometimes things come up that are painful. Maybe things that have happened to us. Praise the Lord. But God just wants to set us free. Amen. He wants us free. Praise God. And we must commit ourselves again totally to Christ. from the rest of from this day forward, for the rest of my life, you know, you have to say, I'm committed to God. I'm going to obey God. I'm going on with the Lord. Praise God. No turning back, no going back, no looking back. Praise God. Amen. And let me say this, beloved, don't play with the enemy. Don't play with God. The enemy is nothing to be played with. Sin is nothing to be played with. Some of you that are listening are playing with God. You are playing with God. And you need to stop playing with God. Get serious with him. Praise the Lord. Let him get in those areas and cleanse you and clean you up, praise the Lord, so that you can walk free. If you're bound in your mind, if you got habits that you're struggling with, addictions that you're struggling with, praise the Lord, God is able to heal and deliver. Jesus died for it. Praise God. But we don't want to keep putting him up on the cross, kusaha, frying him afresh, because we don't want to live right. Praise God. And this is an hour that true men and women of God are crying loud and crying out against sin and coming against sin. It's not the person. We don't hate the people. Amen. We hate the devil. We hate what he does. This is why we've taken time to expose him, some of his works and some of his activity. It's not the people, but it is the sin that is wrong and the activities that we participate in that go against the word of God, things that are abomination to him. That's what we come against. It's not the people. Amen. We love the people, but we hate the sin. Praise God. I love everybody, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. We must have truth, and we must preach the truth. Praise God. So on our next broadcast, we will go into the first strong man that we will talk about will be the lying spirit. Amen. We're going to deal with the lying spirit, praise God, on our next broadcast. And we're going to go into the different symptoms of the lying spirit. Praise the Lord. And so we just trust that you will join us on our next broadcast. We do thank the Lord for this word on today. Praise God. Amen. We pray that it has been an encouragement to you, a strengthening to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we want you to just stop just for a moment as we pray. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, God, that you've given us tools, God, oh my God, to live a victorious life. We thank you, God, for your word. We just ask that you minister to that one that's having such a struggle, Lord God, that's having a struggle to just live and maintain their healthy spiritual life. Help us, Father God, to constantly run to you every day for cleansing, for deliverance, for healing. Oh God, help us, God, to walk in the light of your word. Father, we thank you now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you the glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We thank God for this work and what he is doing. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to come to you via radio. Amen. If you would like more information about our ministry, we ask that you go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Amen. We do have an upcoming conference. We're excited about what God is doing. Amen. If you want more information about that, visit our website. Amen. You'll find all the information there. Amen. If you'd like to drop us a prayer request, a praise report, a comment, praise God. If you'd like to partner with us, amen. And if you want to get ministry resources, everything is right there on our website. We ask that you visit it. Amen. And if God blesses you and touches your heart to be a part of this ministry and sow a seed, we ask that you do that. Praise the Lord. You can send your seed, your donation, or prayer requests even. If you want to mail them in to us, write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Beloved, my time is just about gone for the day. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you listening, amen, to the word of the Lord. Most of all, we covet your prayers, amen, and we're praying for you. We're asking God to continue to bless you and keep you in his care. Keep your head up, beloved. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And recognize and know this, God is working things out just for you because he loves you and because he cares. Until we meet again, I pray the Lord will bless you and keep you. Stay strong in the Lord. Stay encouraged is my prayer. God bless.